3 questions for Anne-Marie Taggart. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved, and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
I want to continue the work that I've started over the last 2.5 years of my first term as a board member. I want to continue the provision of support and services, and I want to continue to advocate on your behalf. I believe that there is far more that still needs to be achieved, and I think we've only just got started. I've been delighted with the appointment of our CE earlier this year, and I want to support her and her leadership team to deliver the services that you rightly expect. I have a background in management and leadership, mostly in the public service, so my career has been built in providing service to others. I have a specialist knowledge in human resource management, and to my knowledge, that's a unique skill set on the board, and I think important to have. I'm prepared to challenge, to ask the hard questions, and to get the best work done to support you.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
I think there are both challenges and opportunities, and I don't for a second presume to know the challenges that many of our clients face. I think this is for our clients to continue to tell us and inform us, and for us to work in service to them. However, there's a few thoughts I have. I think access to affordable support continues to be a challenge for us. I think the ageing population, increased isolation, and having the opportunity or even knowing about our services is a challenge for us. I have to talk about the financial sustainability of our organisation, particularly in these financially restrained times. The retirement village was visionary, but what is our next vision, and how are we going to make sure we are able to fund the services that will be needed in the future? I think there's opportunities in greater collaboration, improving networks, building our volunteer base, and having a far broader vision for how we can be a sustainable organisation into the future.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
My aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in this country is that no one is left unsupported or isolated or without the services and the support they need to lead an independent and full life of their choosing. I have an aspiration that in our society there is greater understanding, and that everyone from our transport planners and our city planners understand the importance of accessibility for people with blind, deafblind and low vision. I have an aspiration that we have a far greater pool of volunteers, that we're able to utilise younger people coming through into our society who have a commitment to giving back to the community that they live in. I'd really like to be tapping into that so that we are able to provide a far greater range of services at an affordable price. And finally, I have an aspiration that all of the really important organisations that are working to support our community can do that in a way that is collaborative and working together rather than competing with one another. Thank you.